Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message. And so while we're standing in faith and believing God, it's also important that we be established in the love of God. Amen. You can't neglect the love walk. And so today we're going to take a love checkup. I'm going to give you a checkup on your love walk. Amen. You know how you go to the doctor to get a checkup? Checkups are a way that we maintain good health by catching things in the early stages. If something is wrong, checkups provide early diagnosis of potential problems and allow us to correct things and restore order before they get out of hand. Well, it's important that you check up on your love walk, because if you're not seeing the blessing of the Lord like you think you ought to, and you're speaking, you're believing, you're declaring, you know, you're giving, you're going to church, you're doing the things you need to do, and things still not happening for you, sometimes that's the trial of your faith that you just got to walk through and just keep on going. But when things are not going the way I need or the way I think they should be going, then the first area that I'm going to check on is my love walk. Because if my love walk gets out of kilter, then it's going to hinder and stop the flow of God's blessing in my life, no matter how much I'm believing and speaking. Amen? You can't just believe and speak and not walk in love. You can't believe and speak and have unforgiveness in your heart. You can't believe and speak, you know, and then expect God to pour out blessing on you. Amen. Because your faith works by love. Faith is energized and made active by the love of God. So they are dependent upon each other. You can't have faith without love, and you can't have love without faith. They need each other to work. Amen. So we're gonna go through a little checkup here. And so I just want you to make sure that you're standing in faith. 1 Corinthians 16:13 says, be alert and on your guard. Stand firm in your faith. Act like men and be courageous. Grow in strength. When it talks about standing firm in your faith, 2 Corinthians 1:24 says, not that we have dominion over you or lord it over your faith, but rather that we work with you as fellow laborers to promote your joy. For in your faith, listen to this, for in your faith, in your strong and welcome conviction or belief that Jesus is the Messiah, through whom we obtain eternal salvation in the kingdom of God, you stand firm. So we should stand firm in faith with the conviction that Jesus is the Messiah. Amen. And that he is the author of eternal life. You ain't gonna find life in anybody else. Amen. There's no life in anybody else. He that hath the Son has life. He that has not the Son has not life. So this life is in his son. It is in Jesus Christ. Amen. So you got to stand in faith, but you also have to walk in love. If I'm going to see recovery at its fullest and at its highest potential in my life, if I'm going to see restoration and reconciliation, then I'm going to have to make sure that I'm walking in love. And so we're going to do a little checkup this morning and see how well your love walk is. Amen. We're going to check your pulse. We're going to check your heart rate. You know, we're going to check you out here this morning and see how you love. Do you have a strong pulse rate when it comes to love? Or is it real weak and you're barely making it? Is you barely hanging on? Is your love rock good? Is it strong? Is it puny? Oh, we finna find out here this morning. Hallelujah. Glory. You're going to be glad you came to church today, because God going to minister to you so powerful here today. Hallelujah. You're going to walk out of here walking in love and standing strong in faith and possessing your inheritance. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm glad God loves us. Hallelujah. Love will enable you to persevere and to persist, to keep standing in an unyielding position. Hallelujah. Now let's look at Romans chapter 8. Turn to Romans 8. In Romans chapter 8, we have an astounding scripture that is just really amazing when it comes to the love of God. Amen. I thank God this is in the Bible, because I found out that I was more than a conqueror through him that loved us. Look at verse 37. No, in all these things, what things? He's talking about bad things. He's talking about trouble, heartache. He's talking about tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, and dangerous situations. He said, no, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. You can rest assured today that God loves you. Amen. And in verse 38, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature. Everybody say, nor any other creature. That means spiritual or human. Nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. In other words, there's nothing that can separate you from God's love. God loves you no matter what. God will never hate you. He hates sin. But he loves you. And not even your sin can separate you from his love. Amen. Amen. The Bible says that he loved us while we were yet sinners. While we were still sinners, God loved us. And so we need to settle some things here. And we need to just go over some things and refresh ourselves in some things about the love of God before we do this checkup. Hallelujah. You know how we do a checkup? Sometimes they make you drink stuff before you go. It don't never taste good. Why they can't make that stuff taste good? They make you drink things before you take a checkup to clear out some stuff, to get rid of impurities and some toxins. And that's what's going to happen today. Hallelujah. The word is a toxin remover. Glory to God. But nothing can separate you from God's love. God loves you, and there's not a thing in the world you can do about it. You can't do nothing about it. God demonstrated his love for you by allowing Jesus to die for you. Turn to Romans chapter 5. Romans 5, and let's look at verse 6. When we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. I am saved from God's judgment because Jesus died for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God didn't just tell us that he loved us. He demonstrated his love by letting Jesus die for our sins. And in Jesus' death, we are saved from the wrath of God to come. Hallelujah. We are saved by his life. Look at verse 10. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son. There's that word reconciliation there. Reconciled. Much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Glory to God. I received the atonement. And it's all because God loves us. He said, I have now received the atonement. The atonement means that Jesus paid the price for my sins, and I have received that blessing in my life. I got the blessing working in me. Amen? I got the love of God in me right now. Tell your neighbor, say, you got the love of God in you. Do you really have God's love in you? All right. Let's look at another scripture. Let's look at Ephesians 1, 19 and 20. Ephesians chapter 1. We know that the scripture says that God has given us a spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, flooded with light, so we could know three things. God gave us a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ so we could know three things. Number one, so we would know the hope of his calling. So we would know why we are here. You have to receive that revelation from God. God is the only one that knows why you're here. You ain't gonna get that from your mama or your daddy. Now, God can minister that to them, and they can know by the Holy Ghost the direction they're supposed to point you in. Like an arrow, they shoot you in the direction that God wants you to go. But God is the only one that really knows why you were born. Amen. And the ones that he revealed it to. Yes. Yes. Amen. But he's the source. Yes. So you need revelation concerning why you're here so you don't waste your time doing stuff that's not in line with your purpose and your destiny. Amen. So many people waste their life on things that God never ordained for them to be involved in. Yes. Why? They don't have revelation. They haven't let God reveal his plan to them. So God wants you to know why you're here. Number two, and the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. So he wants you to know the provision that he has made available to you that's a part of your inheritance as a believer. God gives you a plan for your life, but he's also made provision for your life. Amen. There's an inheritance of blessings that enable you to carry out the plan. How many of you know sometimes God's plan come with the need for money? Yeah. All right, well, he don't just give you the plan and not the money. Right. He provide everything you need, including the finances. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. That you might know what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, in you. There's an inheritance on the inside of you. There's an inheritance that belongs to you as a believer. Amen. And you ought to know what the riches of the glory of that inheritance is. Hallelujah. I'm glad for number three. The Lord wants me to know something about the exceeding greatness of his power. We're not just talking about great power here. We're talking about exceeding greatness. You know what exceeding greatness is? Exceeding greatness means unlimited power.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us